The halachas as an Eretz Yisrael from Zion Becheshman, that is tonight, we start to say V'sein Talumoto Livrocho and Birkas Boruch Oleinu and Chutz Laoretz. They start 60 days after Tkufas Tishrei. Bederech klal, most times the 60 days come out in the 4th of December. Sometimes it comes out in the 5th of December. That's really totally how much days in February, if it's 29 or 30 or 28. But Bederech klal is the 4th of December, sometimes it's the 5th of December. Now, the halacha is, I want to be marked. Legabe Yontav Sheni, we know as our halachas, if someone is living here for 2 years, even so he keeps Yontav Sheni. He lives in a Ben Eretz Yisrael that lives in America, he keeps one day. He's not allowed to do meloche. Legabe V'sein Talumoto, it doesn't go like that. If you're in Eretz Yisrael, even if you're a Ben Chutz Laoretz, first of all, soon we'll speak about a bocher that is here only for a couple of days, a couple of weeks, a couple of months. About a person is here for 2 years. So even if he keeps 2 days Yontif, Legabe V'sein Talumoto, he's a Ben Eretz Yisrael. And a Ben Eretz Yisrael that is in Chutz Laoretz, even if he keeps one day, Legabe V'sein Talumoto, he's Chutz Laoretz. Because the rain, you daven for the rain now, there's no Shaykhis, there's no Minega V'seinu B'yodeinu. Chutz Laoretz, the Pshat is Azeh. Legabe 2 days and one day, Be'etzem today we keep one day. We know Yontif is only one day. Hashem never gave 2 days. In Chutz Laoretz, Bezman Beis HaMikdosh, they didn't know when is Yontif, so they kept 2 days. Today we know when is Yontif. But Minhag HaVaseinu B'Yodeinu, we don't change. So B'Meile. B'Meile. Legabe Yontif, when you come to Eretz Yisrael, if lemaisi you ben chutz laoretz, you keep 2 days. Minega v'seinu b'yodeinu. You know today that is only one day. Abaval azei given the minig shemay bana b'samigdosh. Minega v'seinu b'yodeinu. We keep it 2 days. The same thing does well. A ben Eretz Yisrael, he doesn't have that minig, so he goes to chutz laoretz. He doesn't keep the minig. So the minig was in chutz laoretz 2 days and Eretz Yisrael one day. So even if you are ben chutz laoretz, you keep 2 days. You are ben Eretz Yisrael, you keep one day. Here is no shaykhis, it's not a halacha of Chutz Laoretz and a halacha of Eretz Yisrael. In Eretz Yisrael, you need rain from Zayin B'Cheshvan, and Chutz Laoretz, you need it from Tkufas Tishrei. This means in Eretz Yisrael, you say the same Talmud in Zayin Cheshvan, and in Chutz Laoretz, you say from the 4th of December. So maybe it doesn't make a difference, and it doesn't change, it doesn't make a difference if you're a Ben Chutz Laoretz and a Ben Eretz Yisrael, legabe ikar halacha. But what? What happened if someone comes here for a short time, came for winter's month? Person Amol came for 2-3 years to learn, so for sure, he keeps like Ben Eretz Yisrael, because it's not Aloch in Chutz Laoretz. He only came for 1 month, yeah? He's going back to Pesach home. So his Shaila is when he says the same Talumoto. He says it tonight, or he waits till the 4th of December. So we have to know, is the Mishneh Berurah and Simen Kuf Yud Zayin? Mishneh Berurah Kuf Yud Zayin Sif Katan Hey brings a machlekes, and then it's a machlekes how to read the Mishneh Berurah. Anu b'chol chutz laoretz ben Eretz Yisrael b'chutz laoretz oy lehefech im daitoy lachzer b'toych hashono shoyal ki b'mekoymoy. If he's going to come back to Chutz Laoretz in the year, he has to ask like Chutz Laoretz. Im daitoy achar shono, he's staying here for the year, shoyel kamokim shusham. Af al pi sheyesh lo isho vebonim. Kein kosav aprichodosh v'yiviyu aprimegodim. Aber b'sefer birke yosef hevi b'shem kama gdoilim, noit el adas maharaz, v'mari malkoi, שכל אחד שואל כמדינה שהוא נמצא שם. So we have a machlekes. One sheet holds, I'm in Eretz Yisrael, I do לפי Eretz Yisrael. I'm in Chutz Loretz, I do lefi Chutz Loretz. We explain, it's not negat to mine gamokim, I'm American or Israeli. But the first sheet holds, im daitu lachzor betoich shono, shoyol kime koimut. So before we go into Rabbi Shlomo Zalman's and Poiske's Maneinu, when someone learns quickly Mishnebura, so he knows, tonight he has a suffix what to do. He's planning to go back in the year, he's going back home for Pesach. So, lefi the first shita, he has to say only in the 4th of December. Lefi the second shita, he has to ask tonight. He doesn't know what to do. So, Rav Scheinberg learns the Mishneh Berurah Kepshutai. This is the halacha for the bochim from Teirar, yeah? So, the people from Teirar, they follow Rav Scheinberg, so they have to follow the next psak. So, Rav Scheinberg learns Mishneh Berurah Kepshutai. And Rav Scheinberg says like this, state the Mishneh Berurah, two shitas. One shita is, come inside. He says there's two shittas if you're planning to go back, what to do. One shita is if you're planning to go back, you have to say like Chutz Loretz. One shita you have to do like Eretz Yisrael. Stake a suffix what to do. Zokter Rav Scheinberg. So, misofek, say it in Shmak Eleinu. Before Kiyah Toshim Mea Tfilo. Say the same talumoto livrocha libnei Eretz Yisrael. And this is what they do in Teruah. The same talumoto livrocha libnei Eretz Yisrael. Rabbeinu Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach v'kol Poiske Zmaneinu say that the Mishneh Berurah doesn't mean that he's planning to stay for a year. It's tolui if he's planning to go back home before the 4th of December or after the 4th of December. If he's planning to stay here at least till the 4th of December, he will say the Saint Alomoto and Baruch Oleinu. If he's planning to go back home before the 4th of December, so then it's Machlekes, so maybe he will say it in Shmak Oleinu. So this is the Psak Chutz from the people that live in Teruah, that they have to follow Rav Scheinberg. So we're saying the Psak, what is Niskaber and Gans Klal Yisrael, that if you're planning to go back before the 4th of December, you say it in Shmak Oleinu. If you're planning to go back after the 4th of December, you say it. Now the question is that everyone asked, maybe 50 people asked me tonight. They're taking planning to go back to stay here for the whole Zman, Choshev Bochum. Yeah, not even like the Shvacha that leave like after Purim, yeah? At least they're saying they're staying till Pesach. It doesn't make a difference, yeah? But they're staying till Pesach, until Rosh Chodesh Nisan. But they have a problem. Next week they have a chasna, they're going for 3 days to America. So they want to know what to do. This week is brothers chasna, friends. These bochum I don't answer. Aliteu leRosh Hashanah. So he has a brothers chasna next week. So he knows the psakim of Shlomo Zalman is that if he's going back after the 4th of December and Baruch Aleinu, before the 4th of December and Shmak Aleinu. But he's planning to go back. So Shlomo Zalman says like this. If he's going to the chasana in two weeks, and it's a very long chasana, and the chasana will be till after the 4th of December, and then he will come back till the end of the month. So this guy will say in Shmak Aleinu, and when he gets to America, he will stop to say Bichlal. But if he's a normal person, and he's planning now, he starts tonight to say Baruch Aleinu, and a week he's going to America and he's coming back. So that week, in America he will say in Shmak Aleinu. Because he becomes like a Ben Eretz Yisrael. So again, we'll make a sikum la'alocha l'maise. If you're planning to stay here till the 4th of December, you say in Baruch Aleinu, and if you forget, you have to repeat the davening. Because we're passing la'alocha, that l'kula alma, you have to say in Baruch Aleinu. If you're planning to go back before the 4th of December, so till you go back to America, you say in Shmak Aleinu. When you get to America, you stop to say Bichlal, because you turn to become a Chutz Loretz Tikkun. If you plan to go to stay here till after the 4th of December, so you're going to a visit for 5 days in the middle, so you start now in Baruch Aleinu. When you get to America, you say in Shmak Aleinu. And when you come back here, you say again in Baruch Aleinu. Now, what would be if you're planning to go back before the 4th of December? You could be so you say in Shmak Aleinu. But what would be if you want to be a Shliach Tzibur in the Shtiblach? Now you're saying in Shema Kaleinu, what will be? So Meikar Hadin, when you daven Belachash, you say in Shema Kaleinu. When you daven Bekol, you could say in Baruch Aleinu because you might see the Tzibur. Some people are machmir not to be a Shliach Tzibur, but Shal, if you're Ovel, I'm saying if you have a Chiyu, sometimes it's Negeh, it's not only a Shaila guy that likes, you know, be a Chazan. Now, there's another Shaila, a Ben Eretz Yisrael that is in Chutz La'aretz. A Ben Eretz Yisrael, he's here forever. Just he went for a couple days to Chutz La'aretz. He says in Baruch Aleinu, what would be, and it happened to Rav Shteyman 2 years ago, he went to visit in America, he went Hei Cheshvin to America. He went Hei Cheshvin to America. And here's a very interesting shaila. So Rav Shteyman went Hei Cheshvin to America. So when it came Zayin Cheshvin, he didn't know what to do. So he said, he told all the people to say in Shema Kaleinu. Because he's Ben Eretz Yisrael. So it's a machlekes if you go lefi Eretz Yisrael, lefi the place that you are. So Misafek, he's machmer on himself. And we choshesh to the shittas that you have to say lefi the place that you're coming from. But maybe not. So maybe he said to say in Shema Kaleinu. Now, so it was a big chkir and the lomdim there. What to do? Again, you're a Ben Eretz Yisrael, you're an American. So we said, Me'ikar Adin, if you already started here, you carry on. But if you went to Hei Cheshvin, like Rav Shteyman, now it became Zayin Cheshvin. So they tell you, while they started to say in Eretz Yisrael, Rav Shteyman has to say in America also. When he has to say, I will explain to you what happened. And Eretz Yisrael, they started, like 6 hours ago, they started to say B'Sayin Talamoto. In America, they were holding in Mincha yet. So he's holding in a Mincha of Vav Cheshvin. The place that he's coming from, they already say V'Sayin Talamoto. He has to say in the Mincha V'Sayin Talamoto in Baruch Aleinu? If he didn't have a Mincha Gedoich, man. Or no. You go to feed the night. You don't go to feed the mice in the Moshe. The Aloch is, if they said Tal in the Shul, even if you didn't have a Musaf, you can't say Geshem already because you daven Tal. Or the Shiloh will be Fakeld. Some guys go to Australia. This is very interesting. Deer already yesterday was Zayin Cheshvin. Not if you don't know how it goes. In Australia now it's already Friday morning. That's the way around. So he's in Australia. Zayin Cheshvin. So he wants to daven for rain in Eretz Yisrael, but in Eretz Yisrael it's Vav Cheshvin. So for who is davening for rain? They don't want it to rain in Eretz Yisrael yet. So even though he's davening for the place that he came from, but he can't daven for the rain. Other name? Zayin Cheshvin lefi Eretz Yisrael. Yes, this topic. Now, let me get invited. The halacha is if a person is misupik, and this is very negated to the Chutz La'aretz speaker, it's kedai to be machmir on this halacha. The halacha is if you forget to say Baruch Aleinu, V'Sayin Talamoto, you have to daven again. Soon we'll see the protim la'alocha. If you forget to say V'Sayin Talamoto, you have to daven again. If you misupik, if you said or not, also you have to daven again, because we say mistami you didn't say. Till 30 days pass, that we say in 30 days you have 90 tefillas, 90 makes a chazoka. It's a kash, it's noch Shabbos that you don't say, tzorich you. But that's shet in halacha, if it's 30 days, zogin the poiskim is the eitze, to say 90 times. It's a machlek is hard to say. If it's enough to say, ויש כל מיני סבועות על הטבע וסיין תלמותו לברוכו. ויש כל מיני סבועות על הטבע וסיין תלמותו לברוכו. ויש כל מיני סבועות על הטבע וסיין תלמותו לברוכו. He said like this 90 times. Something the Shulchan Shleimer says to say ויש כל מיני סבועות על הטבע וסיין תלמותו לברוכו על פני האדמו. ויש כל מיני סבועות על הטבע תלמותו לברוכו על פני האדמו. ויש כל מיני סבועות על הטבע תלמותו לברוכו על פני האדמו 90 times. But the other, if you said the first time, it's not going to be same. Now, why it's so important for the Americans to do it? Because not because they forget more. It's also for another reason. Because Lemaise, all of you are starting to, everyone that is sitting here is not going back before the 4th of December, right? So you say, Machar Rabshim Zamana, Yabach the same Baruch Aleinu. Now, Lefir Rav Scheinberg, it's not so posh that you have to say. So Lefir Rav Scheinberg, if you miss, Misafik, you don't daven again. because it's a suffolk brachas. Fear of Pshum Zalman, you mechuyav to daven again. So we pass like a Pshum Zalman. Of a fault, you're going into a machlekes here. So the best thing is, you say 90 times, and then from now you don't forget. Or if you miss up, you assume that you said. Now, let me get into the next step. The halacha is like this. A person to forget to say the Saint Alamoto Livroch and Baruch Aleinu, the halacha is, if he remembers before Baruch Ato Hashem, he says, the Moshul, he says Baruch Ato, and he remembers that he forgot, he goes back. The Saint Alamoto Livroch, Alpne Adomo, Sabinu Mituva, Baruch Nasevi. If he finished the bracha already, so he holds before the Kabbah Shofar, says a machlekes, Mishnebura has, but the Maaseh, the minig is to say then the Saint Alamotor there, and not to wait to Shema Kaleinu. He forgot even there, he goes right to Shema Kaleinu, before Kiyato, he says, the Saint Alamotor Livrocha. This is not the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Shlomo says, Saint Alamotor Livrocha al Pnei Adomo. He forgot in Shema Kaleinu also. So if he holds before Baruch Ato Hashem, says Saint Alamotor Livrocha al Pnei Adomo Ki Ato Hashem. He said Baruch Ato Hashem, says Lamdeini Chukecho, Saint Alamotor Livrocha al Pnei Adomo. He said Baruch Ato Hashem Shumei Tfila, says Saint Alamotor Livrocha al Pnei Adomo. He started Ritzei, he has to go back to Baruch Aleinu. He didn't remember in Ritzei, and he finished davening, till Yehul HaRotzoin. He goes back, after the second Yehul HaRotzoin, he has to go back to the beginning of Shmoneh Esrei. So let me make it again. Forgot in Baruch Aleinu, he goes to Shema Kaleinu. Forgot in Shema Kaleinu, goes back to Baruch Aleinu. Forgot till the end, repeats. Those are the halachas that everyone knows. Now, was a big shaila in the Lomdim, and this was a big tumult in Eretz Yisrael, and I want to go a little bit duch. I spoke about it last year, and I got today from Choshev Talmid Chochem a very big letter with tainus and all the things. We'll go duch the inyan and we'll be maimed the dvorim as even midach with a lot of chidushim, interesting chidushim, but lo mesado the dvorim. We'll try to be misyaches to all of the tainus. A person said Baruch Aleinu, Yitavin Shmonesre, he forgot to say the Saint Alamotor in Baruch Aleinu. Said he goes, travels weiter to Shmak Aleinu. He got to Shmak Aleinu, forgot again. He's holding in Ritzei. So what we tell him to do? Go back to Baruch Aleinu. He jumped back to Baruch Aleinu, and again he forgot. Now he's holding in Ala Tzadikim. Ala Chasidim. He wants to know what to do. There's three options in front of him. I want you to chab the shail. Again, he didn't say in Baruch Aleinu, the halach is you go to Shmak Aleinu. He got to Shmak Aleinu, he didn't say in Shmak Aleinu, tell him go back to Baruch Aleinu. He went back to Baruch Aleinu. And he didn't say he's holding an out tzaddikim. What to do now? What is the options? The suffix was, the minchasit chok was mistapek. I heard the shail from Rebbe Avraham Genichovsky. What is the tzad? The tzad is like this. He already got to Ritzei. They told him, no, from Ritzei is no way back to Baruch Aleinu. You have to go back to Baruch Aleinu. Now, he didn't say Baruch Aleinu. So what is going out to say? Ala tzadikim v'li Yerushalayim, Shmak Aleinu. Now, look, if you skip in Ritzei, you don't go to Shmak Aleinu. You have to go to Baruch Aleinu. Well, he went to Baruch Aleinu, and Golan Shgizok. No, Baruch Aleinu on the Saint Alamotor already has in his pocket. Ala tzadikim he has in his pocket. He's going back now. They tell him, no, no, no. If you got the Ritzei, you have to go back to Baruch Aleinu. So what is the point now to go out to Shmak Aleinu? Go back again to Baruch Aleinu. Or skip to Shmak Aleinu. What is this? Who needs a Gevel Yerushalayim? Other, ne? So when he goes back, it's Kilo, he raised the Siddur to Baruch Aleinu, and now it starts again. And as I am Shem Zaman, I have to tell you, I'm going to Shem Zaman told me, when he goes back to Baruch Aleinu, Ki'ilu far, far, remember when I came to ask him, I remember it was maybe 16 years ago, I came to his house afternoon, told him, Rebbe, Chob HaShail, someone forgot in Baruch Aleinu, he got the Ratzai, forgot to say the Shema Kuleinu, he went back to Baruch Aleinu, now he's only Allah Tzadikim. I mean, who is this stupid person that forgets so much? He said, he didn't want to answer. I said, Rebbe, he's davening in the other room. He wants to know what to do. So he said, okay, so I'll answer you. I meant, if you divert, you're allowed to lie. I said, that's a hard question. So I want to be masbir a shtickle, this Indian. And this is Nagar. We'll see a lot of different afkimis. The shayla is as I. What happens when a person doesn't say the same talumoto? I will explain to you one of the shaylas that will be very negeah. A person happens to a lot of bochum, they forgot to say the same talumoto, so they daven again, and every bochum comes to ask the shayla. I hear the shayla came out every day for the next 30 days. The second time I have to daven in the minyan or not? It's not so practical to daven again in the minyan. I'm speaking in the bochum with Derek Almak, but to daven in the minyan, yeah. So they want to know, they forgot the same talumoto, they remember now, chazos or shatz, oi, so when I have to go to shtib now? Other name? What does it say to shayla? The shayla is, the first davening was a good davening, it's missing the same talumoto. So tefillah b'tzibur, he was yaitzah already. No, boss, you can't say the same talumoto alayin, you don't have where to stick it. So you need to daven another shmonesa to stick it in. Aber as tefillah b'tzibur, it's enough to daven three times b'tzibur, no dinan. But if we'll say that when you miss Baruch Aleinu, the whole davening is not a davening. It's Meshana Mimatbeah Shetov HaChom Begitim. Meshana Mimatbeah Shetov HaChom B'Tfile, Nishkin Tfile. Or is Tfile, someone didn't daven today, so because daven yesterday B'Tzibur doesn't bat him today. So Mimili has to go daven B'Tzibur. So this Shaila Be'etzem, it's totally in two Tirutzim and Teisves, in Tfile HaShachar. This is the way the title learned it. The Loikian and Talmid Chochem, that we'll see in a second what he was tiny. A person forgets, we'll start with the case of Tesis. Yale v'yovoy and Minche. You daven two Mayrivs or not? Person forgot the Yale v'yovoy and Minche. You daven two Mayriv or not? The first Teretz of Tesis says, yeah, if a person forgot Yale v'yovoy, he has to daven again. So it's kilo he didn't daven Minche. A person that didn't daven Minche, davens two Mayrivs. Right? If a person forgot Yalav Yovi, davens again? Yeah. Stop it. If you forget Yalav Yovi, you daven again? Not in Ma'irim. In Mincha. You daven again. Now you forgot Yalav Yovi in Mincha, and you didn't daven again. So, like you don't in Mincha, you have to daven to Ma'irim. The first Teretz. Second Teretz says, Omer Rav Alfus, and Ma'irim anyway is not saying Yalav Yovi. So what is the point of daven again? Zog the stipler, in Brochus, in Kilis Yankee Brochus. Kach. Kol Rabbi Seinu Achroinim Rosh HaYeshivas Loim Dim Asugya. The first Teretz learns, what I have to daven again is because I didn't have Mincha. Person didn't daven Mincha, daven's two Ma'aribs. Yo Yalav Yovi Nish Yalav Yovi. Second Teretz learns, I have a Shmone Esre. I'm missing a Yalav Yovi. So I have to fix it to refill the Yalav Yovi. By night, there's no point. So what Laloch HaLamayse? What happens? You know what Laloch HaLamayse you do? Forget Yalav Yovi and Mincha, and you remember by night. Okay, most people remember, and Mincha, although they don't remember by night, yeah? Like, although you remember Chazal Sashat, although you don't remember. But Lutzer, you remember by night. I forgot it was Chush Chodesh today. You daven or not? It's a machloikis, Mishnebure, Shchonoch doesn't have a choy, Zog the Mishnebure, Misofik, we daven Tfilas Nedova. Remain in Afkimina Laloch El Maise, Paskin Rabbeinu Chofetz Chaim. If Rosh Chodesh was Friday and he forgot Yalav Yovi, to be Nagia Aloch El Maise tomorrow, I'll show you in a second. But even if tomorrow is not Rosh Chodesh, we'll see in a second. Rosh Chodesh Friday, you didn't daven Yalav Yovi in Mincha, you remember by night, you can't daven another Ma'ariv. Because it's a suffix if you have to daven again or not. And Shabbos, you can't make it in the Dovah. It's Laloch El Maise. Aloch El Maise to know. Forgot Yalav Yovi in Mincha, you daven again. You remember by night, you have to make an adobe. But if it's Erev Shabbos, you don't do it. Yeah. In a second, we'll go back to what is Negeah to us. Now we go another Shaila. Reb Shmuel, we spoke about Yalav Yovi. Reb Shmuel Rozovsky is mistapek in Zichri Shmuel. It happens a lot of times. We have Rosh Hashanah and Shabbos together. So you have to say also Yalevi Yovo and also Ratzei. You bench the first time you said Ratzei. You forgot Yalevi Yovo. You bench again. Second time you said Yalevi Yovo. You forgot Ratzei. If to bench the third time or not. Zog Reb Shmuel Rozovsky is telling these two terutzim. If the pshat is the first benching is garnish, the second benching is garnish, bench the third time. But if the first benching is good, no, third time Yalevi Yovo. No. Second one, third time Ratzei. Ratzei Yovich. Yalevi Yovo Yovich. I'm okay. So Reb Shmuel Rozovsky says, and because the Moses is a problem, it's not a dover. So Misafik, you can't bench again. But if you ate Kidei Sviya, he has a Safik. So Reb Shmuel Rozovsky wants to bring a raya from the Magen Avraham. The Magen Avraham says that if a person forgot in Rosh Chodesh and Shabbos Ratzei, he benches again, and then the second time to say Yalevi Yovo. Why? He says because every Birkas Hamazon Rosh Chodesh we say Yalevi Yovo. Why he doesn't say stop? Because the first one was garnished. So Reb Shmuel is noite more that be'etzim the first benching is good, and the mayor he wants to more noite to say that if you daven Ratzei once in Yalevi Yovo, you don't have to bench it through that. We'll see in a second. Now, what happens, and it's a shaila that poiskis manenu on his topic tomorrow afternoon. Mincha, you forgot the same talumoto. You remember by night. You will daven again to ma'arivs or not. Halacha lemaisa. Say alamol. Don't think it'll happen for you, it'll happen to the guy near you that will ask you what to do. Yeah? He forgot the same talumoto on Mincha. Now it's nacht. He has to daven to ma'arivs or not. בהשקוף הראשון, זוג דה תהילה לדוד, סטולין דה סיים חקירה. If the פשט און וסיין תלומותו, אז נשכן דוונן, so he has to דוונן to my ribs. If און וסיין תלומותו, it's a דוונן, you're only missing the וסיין תלומותו, and Shabbos you can't fulfill it. ומילה מסופק, you can't דוונן on a דובו. זוג דה רב חיים נין, לכולי אלמה, you will have to דוונן to my ribs. Why? Zot Reb Chaim in Stencil and Broches Choluk be Yesoidoi v'sein talumoto livrocho fun Yalevi Yovo. Yalevi Yovo is a askore. So b'meile is a chkire. If I miss the askore, I don't have a davani. Or I have a davani, I'm only missing Yalevi Yovo. V'sein talumoto, Zot Reb Chaim, it's chelik v'madbeh shetobu chachomim b'broches. B'meile, if you don't have v'sein talumoto, you didn't have a mincha. So by night you have to daven, even though in Ma'ariv you will not say V'sein Talumoto, but you're not fulfilling the V'sein Talumoto. So b'chlam mishgimena davenin. The Loshon for Reb Chaim. Shochach v'lo yomar V'sein Talumoto b'mincha b'Erev Shabbos mispal el arv v'shtayim ab te b'arv v'slo yaskir V'sein Talumoto. The world brings a raya from the Sfarim and the Boston and the Ruzhinos. The Sfarim and Boston and Ruzhin, they have, in the winter, they have a different Baruch Aleinu from the summer. This is Baruch Aleinu and Baruch Aleinu. What? It's a different one. Look at the Sfarish and Sidur. Why? Because the Pshat is taket, by the Sfarim, they don't say the same Talumoto. They have a different nusach for the winter, a different nusach for the summer. That's chelik in the matbea. It's a different Baruch Aleinu. Now, you have to know that even that Reb Chaim said like this, in the Magen Avraham and Mishneh Brura is not mashma like that. The Mishneh Brura and Simen Kufches is kimat mefurish the loike Reb Chaim. Kufches, Yivkotin Lamed Hei, אם שוכח תלומותו מה שברוח בשבס, don't know what it means. שוכח תלומותו מה שברוח בשבס, I don't know how a person forgets to say תלומותו on שבס, אבל אז יש להם משתבוע, I don't know. What? מה שברוח מה דתה?
לא, זה מה שברוח, אבל אם שוכח תלומותו הוא מה שברוח בשבס. וואו, get that. ראש חודש במינכה, וששוכח שבורים, לכולם מספר בערב שתיים. Because בערב, you could say it already, but the Shabbos, you could say it anyways. So it's mashav from the Mishnah Berurah that he was medame everything. La'aloch el ma'aser, Reb Chaim Brisker Paskin, that you daven, that the Hillel David is mistabek, the Har Tzvi, for a Pesach Tzvi, Frank, the Rav Yerushalayim, said not to daven, and Reb Chaim Noe also says not to daven, and Reb Solyan Kefisher also Paskin, not to daven. So the ma'aser, it's kedai very much to be makbi tomorrow, to remember to say V'san Talamotor in Mincha, because if you forget, it's Mamash Machlekes, if you're Reb Chaim, you have to daven to Ma'aribs, and if you're Reb Solyan Kefisher, you don't have to daven, so I don't know what to do the ma'aser. Now, so lechure, we have here a shayla. So we have a chkira. And the way we're stalling it from the stipler, and the way we're stalling it from Reb Chaim, our suffix is if a person forgets Yale V'yovoy, if pshat is he doesn't have a davening, b'mele, he has to daven by night too, even if you are not metakeno, he has a davening, he's missing the askor. These are the two tzedorin that we are stalling it. But we're saying it's a suffix la'aloche, Mele we daven a dove, because a Muslim tak is not a dove is a problem. Right? This is the first shtel that we're shtelling. And the same shayla is Megel Aloche, and the person that forgot Yale V'yavoy in Rosh Chodesh. It's Bederech Klal Megel to Rosh Chodesh Teves, and Rosh Chodesh Kislev. You forget Yale V'yavoy, so you say again, and the second time you forgot the same Talumoto. You daven again, you send Talumoto, you forgot Yale V'yavoy. You have to daven third time or not? And the first time you said the same Talumoto, you didn't say Yale V'yavoy. Second time you said Yale V'yavoy, you didn't say the same Talumoto. You have to daven the third time or not? If we say that I'm only missing the Askores, I have it both. If it's Chosan and the Matbea, I have to daven the third time. Okay, Misofik will take a daven the third time. This is the way Shtel Aleph. That we told last time, these are Aloches, and this is the psak that we paskin la aloche. Kach kibalti miraboy side, that misofik you have to daven and nozin the dover. Because a Muslim is a sofik what to do. Aleph. And this I got a letter from a choshev Talmid Chochem. And he tines like this. Maybe I marked it before that. Lefi dan I paskin la aloche, that if a person forgot the same talumoto, he could say mech not to daven again b'tzibur because we say mech on that shittas that be'etzim really he daven. Even if he Reb Chaim taki, we'll have to daven again. But anyway, in brisk, you know, Reb Chaim said filo b'tzibur. But I'm saying, you know, it's more kal on that side. But lemaise, we say mech on the shittas that lemaise is called filo b'tzibur. Chas v'sholem, ein mechilish, mechmenish, but mechila, as we daven, mechila. Lemaise, we say that it's yoyser kal, and it's filo b'tzibur. He brings down in the letter that is a story brought down in the Sefer and the Briskerov from Reb Meir Soloveitchik. That was a Shabbos Rosh Chodesh, and Reb Meir Soloveitchik forgot to say Yale V'yavoy in davening. So he went over to his father, Tate the Briskerov. I forgot to say Yale V'yavoy in davening. So Briskerov smiled, Givaldik! So you have another seven brochas. You know, Shabbos are missing brochas. So now you're davening again. You have mamash mea brochas. That's what Skarov told him. Sof uponov. Skarov shined. Givaldik. You have another seven brochas. It's not to be magdim. You know, it's bavust. A person was once by the Skarov. Shabbos afternoon. You hear the Skarov says, 88. 89. 100. The kids are, they asked Rabbi Shabel, was. She said in Rambam Shteit, Chayev Odu Levoch Mea Brochas Bechol Yoyim, or B'Shabbos, you're missing. So the Rambam says, you know, to add, V'moyne V'hoylech Ad Sheyesh Lo Mea Brochas. So the Halacha Moyne V'hoylech. So during the week, well, anyway, it's 100, so it's no Inyan. But B'Shabbos, it's not time to make 100 brochas. V'Halacha Hu, Moyne V'hoylech Ad Sheyesh Lo Mea Brochas. So B'Skirov was 88, 89. So his son comes over to him. You know, he's from 88, you skip it to 95. Seven brochas, you know. Now, so Meir says, Muchach, that his father holds that it's not a brocha levatole. But he's happy. I mean, first, for two reasons. First of all, if it's a bracha levatole, I have to be sad. Second of all, if it's a bracha levatole, he doesn't have seven extra. The first seven don't count. Tell us, the Biskarov learns the Sifadishkin and Matbea Shetobu Chachomim. No, boss, you're missing out on the Yovi, so daven again. But Luya Tzur, the Biskarov would hold that felt in Matbea Shetobu Chachomim, so the Biskarov will not be happy. And he brings down in that letter that is the Sefer Maise Ish. All of these are the pilots. So Reb Chaim Kanievsky brings that he asked the Chazon Ish, if a person forgot Yalav Yovi in Rosh Chodesh and he davens again, if they ate in Brochus, I'm itstarif to mea Brochus, and he told him for sure, it's not mamish Brochus levatole. And Reb Chaim Kanievsky brought another raya, the halach is if you forgot to say Retzevi Yalav Yovi. Forget, five people are benching, everyone forgot to say. Yeah? Hey, they didn't eat the Nishiva, you know, they ate somewhere and they forgot. Everyone forgot to say Ratzai. You have to make another Zimun or not. Finish making some other. One guy they say Ratzai, everyone says, Oi, Ratzai. So they say again, Rabbi Sayin of Arech. So the Mishnah Brua and Simil Kuf Pechas, Sif Kotten, Sif Tes, that you don't have to. Because they Zimun Yotsu. So Chaim Kanievsky wants to say, Vice Tois, again, that the first benching is good. No felt in the score. But Mele, Yenu wants the time of Barazay. It's posh that there's no point to bench the third time again. And Mucha that is right. He brings down a tshuva from Reb Moshe Feinstein. I didn't manage to check the tshuva inside. The tshuva for Reb Moshe brings down, was a maaser that a person forgot to say in the aftore on a Shabbos, on a Shabbos Azavim, as a Koran Azavim, was Shabbos Yontif, and he forgot to mention Yontif. So Reb Moshe brings down a story that years ago when he was in Russia, in Lubon, they chapped a person, the Russian people put a person in prison. Shabbos Rosh Chodesh, because they wanted a lot of money from him. But Vice days, even from prison, he could have asked Reb Moshe. I'm not sure. I have a feeling that Reb Moshe was with him there. Achvayz is going to know the story. I think Reb Moshe writes down the story. It's in Igros Moshe. You can look Chelak Dalet Siman Ayin. So the person didn't. He remembered Baal Peh Musaf Shel Shabbos. But Musaf Shel Shabbos Rosh Chodesh, you don't know, no one remembers. After Tikkata, yeah. So the guy didn't know what to do. So he asked Reb Moshe what to do. So Reb Moshe told him to daven Musaf Shel Shabbos. Says that if they free you in the middle of Shabbos, when you go out, daven Tfilas Rosh Chodesh. Says maybe better to mention Shabbos also again. So Reb Moshe Nemtzachon, Nagel Emais a lot of times. Lama Zog in a person is a place that is no bencher. And he will not get to a place that is a bencher, Lama Zog. Is in a yontif. It's a nagah. He's in Shabbos yontif. He's stuck in jail. Downing from Shabbos he remembers. Downing from yontif he doesn't remember. This was the shail. So Reb Moshe says, "Daven tefillah shel Shabbos." Missing yontif. Say that. What's coming down? You go on later. Daven or sheken or shelo. Then Reb Moshe was so sharp here that the tefillah on the askor is a tefillah. You have to daven again because you need the askola. Aber lama zogen, you don't know how to do it, so do a half. But if we learn the fit of tzad that it's mashan and matbea, it's a brocha levatole, so all this Reb Moshe is chas v'sholem to do it. So Reb Moshe kilu nem tzachon that it's tak and not me'akev. But I'm saying, lemaise, the poiskim nem tzachon nisht hazeh. The poiskim nem tzachon that not to do it. I'm saying, Reb Moshe speaks there on Rosh Chodesh and on Maftir. I don't know what Reb Moshe will say. Moshe, a person is in a place he doesn't remember Ratzai. Is he eating the bench on Ratzai or not? He's eating in a place there's no benches. He doesn't remember Ratzai. Although he knows when he says Ratzai, he doesn't say the words, yeah? So at least the Tzemach HaTzeni Biyom HaShabbos is there. It's also good. But stop. He's in a place, there's no benches. Till we get to a place that is a bench is 72 minutes. Yeah, he's in a hotel somewhere, there's no benches. Not to bench on Ratzay or not. Ramesh holds yeah? Ramesh didn't say it. I would say, I'm not sure if you're allowed to bench. It's Bochel Vatole. Philip Shmuel Zosovsky is a Bochel Vatole. Philip Stavi was a Sophic Bochel Vatole. Because on the score, if it's Mishanim at Ben, it's a Bochel Vatole. Not allowed to do it. The fetus Ramesh, this is what Yenem is in his letter, is tiny. Ramesh, Buskirov, all of them learn it's not a Bochel Vatole. If the Buskirov is happy when a guy forgot Yale Biyovoy, so for sure you could say it. This is what Yenem is tiny to me. What? No, it's not he didn't want. Abskarov, if you would hold, he would yell on the son. Abskarov was not the type to make his son to feel good. Chanech lana. Chanech lana. So I'm saying, I see this remoshe, medavisen. Abelegabe in Yoneinu, lemaise, the psak is, if a person forgot the Saint Talumoto, and the second time he forgot Yalevi Yovoy, is misafik to daven the dovo. And again, Reb Chaim in Stenzel, Reb Chaim Alein state, that Ramosha never spoken with Saint Talamoto. Ramosha spoken in Yalevi Yovoy, and Shabbos, and Saint Talamoto, Reb Chaim Gizok, as is Meshanim at Be'ah Shetov HaChomim. So the Maisa, Misafik Avada, you have to daven again. Now, is it sad to answer that even if we'll say that when a person davens again, Take, it's different, but this is what Zalman holds. That when a person goes back to Baruch Aleinu, then for sure we race it till Baruch Aleinu. A person daven till Shuratzei, and he remembered that he didn't say the Saint Talumoto, so he goes back to Baruch Aleinu, so he could count his extra five brachas for Me'ah Brachas or not. I think here for sure not. Here we have to race them, because you can't have a Shmoneh Esrei with 18 with 24 brachas. This is what Shmuel Zalman told me. The hell shteh farfal. They have to race it. When a person davens again, fuck out, it's a tefillah. When you have to race it in the middle, it's kielu yechoyza. It's kielu bochel vatoda, yeah. Maybe it's better to finish. I was thinking about it. If you damn, it's better to finish to go back. Lemaisa, I asked a lot of poiskim, I asked Rav Osner, and I asked Rabbi Pavarsky, I asked Rabbi Mishua, all of the Lemaisa said, Lemaisa, to carry on, dahinu, not to jump from Alat Tzadikim, just to save in Yerushalayim, to get Sheshma Kilei. I sent it to Reb Chaim Kanievsky, the Shaila, the person that forgot in Baruch Aleinu, he got Sheshma Kileinu, he also forgot, he went back to Baruch Aleinu, and he's holding Alat Tzadikim. What to do? And the nusach from Reb Chaim was, אינני פויסק הלוכה למייסה, בפרט בירושלים, תפנה למוי חומר רבל יאשר. זה שאל אם דפרק עם רבל יאשר. I don't answer. So שאל אספשי עם ירושלים, זה לא רבל יאשר. So וייסטייס הגעת, I think most of the answers. So וייסטייס יאות, זה סבר חומר דגי שאלה. Please, נשת. Now, it's a couple more שאלה, אז אני אגיע למייסה. And here's a big shaila that couldn't be negated this Shabbos. I want to mask with you the suffix. The halacha is, if a person davens tefillah shel choil b'Shabbos, he's not yoytzik. Everyone knows the halacha, you start the daven, and you start at ha-choinen. So you finish the brocha. And then you carry on Shabbos. Some people remember after at ha-choinen. Some people, b'slach lono, they remember the Shabbos, yeah? Some people, refo'enu. This person, he's traveling, you know, the vile, he forgot that it's Shabbos. He got the Ala Tzadikim, Ala Hasidim. Dalton in the middle of the Brocha, he remembers that it's Shabbos. So the halacha is you finish the Brocha, and then you switch off to Shabbos. Now this person has a problem. He's holding in the middle of Ala Tzadikim, Ala Hasidim, Ala Zikmei, Shabbos. Okay, the halacha is to finish the Brocha. One second, I didn't say the same Talumoto. So, what to do now? To go back to Baruch Aleinu, it's Shabbos. I was saying Shema Kaleinu, I will never get there because after Alat Tzadikim, I'm switching to Shabbos. So what will I say? Bseder. So if I'm not planning to get to Shema Kaleinu, so the Baruch Aleinu is empty. So if the Baruch Aleinu is empty, so I never hold you Alat Tzadikim. So if I will say Baruch Atah Hashem Mishal Miftach Alat Tzadikim, Baruch Levatole Gleich Tzigehenem. So what to do? What to do? Lemaisa, the gavre lemaisa. You start the davening on Shabbos, you're holding in the middle of our tzaddikim, and you remember it's Shabbos, and I didn't serve a Saint Talumoto. So, someone showed me, so this person, this person, this letter, says that he feels that in Shabbos it's not ma'akev. Okay, Lashitos, that he doesn't know that it's ma'akev with the brachas, says the Shabbos, ba'etzim, you don't need it. In Shabbos it's not a part of the matbea. So maybe he wants to tell him that for sure it's not ma'akev with the evit. But he's mitzayim that he found over Hashulchan that is mashma nishta zeh. A bigger chiddush. So I don't know. Now, last year, a lot of bochim asked me, I don't know la halacha lemaisa. They were leaving in the 3rd of December. The flight was in the 3rd of December. And they're arriving in America in the 4th of December. And they left here before midnight. Or before Nacht, it goes. They left it before Shkia. But the flight was 12 hours, so they got to America, 7 plus 4, after Nacht. So we said, if you're here till the 4th of December, you say Zayin Cheshvan. If you go back before the 4th of December, you say, and 4th of December. He's leaving in between. What is the halacha? When he says? Maybe it's G'day to Mike, we're talking the tickets. Will not be in that day.